off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morning, Karen. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you both?
Oh, so enthusiastic. I love
it. It's so sunny and lovely outside. It's a good Monday morning.
Whenever I answer the phone at work, sometimes there's a pause, and then the other person at the other end sort of says, oh, you sound
good
so
morning.
Cheerful. Oh, so lovely.
That's a nice thing to be
Isn't
known
that
for.
Just how you answer a phone.
Exactly, exactly. Hey, what have you brought us this morning?
Today I've got a collection of short stories called Sweet Home by Wendy Erskine. And the short story is in fine form.
It is.
This is published by Stinging Fly Press, which is a little imprint in Ireland. And I want to keep an eye on what they're doing because they're pretty exciting, some really great publishing. And this collection of stories has now been picked up internationally by Picador. So there are 10 short stories. Whether you like short stories or not, I just think people should read it. Mm. It's really excellent.
Oh, and this is a very positive review this morning. Must be a good one.
It's good. They're all set in East Belfast and a whole variety of different characters. But because it's all set in one sort of location, you can kind of imagine the characters all bumping into each other or kind of intersecting at any kind of given moment. And they're social realist stories, I guess all about people who are a little bit adrift. Mm-hmm. So they're kind of on the margins. And what unifies the characters is that they're all a bit sad or a bit unstuck. Mm-hmm. They're grief-struck or they're lonely. And they're kind of on the brink of collapse. And there's this brilliant tension and anxiety that runs through the stories. The opening story hooked me immediately and I just kind of kept going. But
yeah.
It's a story called To All Their Dues, and it's about a loyalist paramilitary man called Kyle, and he terrorises a beauty therapist who refuses to give him protection money. So it's super tense.
Far out.
And she kind of goes into the backstory of all the characters, and there's actually really funny moments as well. Like, I'm still cracking up about some of the little things in here. So she kind of tempers it with really well-timed bits of humour. There's another story where a lonely widower observes her new Somali neighbours with an increasing tender interest. And it's quite sad and beautiful.
Mm.
And there's a sad story, Sweet Home, about a flash architect and her husband who have suffered a major loss and their broken relationship with their it becomes entwined with their gardener and their cleaner. So it's just all these really interesting dynamics from people from different spheres of life. But there's this great piece in here called 77 Pop Facts You Didn't Know About Gil Courtney.
Awesome.
And so I guess what...
Are you going to read us a bit from
it? I'm going to read a bit from it.
So, oh, cool.
I mean, these are short stories, but I think what she does really nicely is kind of play with the form of mm-hmm. the short story. And so this is actually comprised of 77 bullet points about an iconic cult rock star.
Nice.
Named Gil Courtney. So it's kind of framed a little bit like, you know, when you're a music obsessive and you read music magazines and you want to know everything about your heroes. So it's a bit like that. And point number 5 is... The phrase taking drugs to make music to take drugs to, later used by as a title of a Spaceman 3 album, was reputedly first coined by Gil Courtney during the recording of Golden Dusk. So it's just like a nerdy little
fact. And,
this guy doesn't exist. So I think it's kind of fun.
I really like kind of what you were saying before as well about a book that kind of makes you laugh or where there's little moments in it that keep you thinking about it for a long time, almost like one of your mates told you a story.
Exactly.
And it just sort of keeps stuck in the back of your mind. That's a really, like, the mark of a really good book, I reckon.
Yeah, I think every story, I mean, there's only 10. They're beautiful, they're sad, and they're complex, and they're about lives that are quietly lived.
Mm.
And, you know, yeah, I cracked up at some of the wit. They're character driven, they're really memorable characters, and she is so good at writing dialogue, and dialogue is really hard to write and to, you know, read convincingly, and she does it so well, pitch perfect. And I think there's a real sense of space in these stories. I mean, they're grim, but I think what makes them
not overwhelming.
No, not overwhelming. There's kind of like a lot of space and quietness, and they kind of, they're so easy to read and so seem kind of simple, but I think that belies a lot of complex ideas and emotion that is going on underneath. So they're really nuanced, and I think she's mastered them beautifully. And so I will be keeping an eye on what she comes up with next, and also Stinging Fly Press.
Fantastic. Well, I'm very excited to read this as well. I always love reading books that are set in the sort of troubled parts of Ireland, because there's a lot of things that ring true for stuff that goes on in Aotearoa as well.
Definitely.
Very different contexts, but those sort of like
similar tensions,
similar kind of colonial histories too. Really interesting
definitely.
To read
and
that.
All of that is kind of implied in a lot of these stories, but not kind of enough to kind of punch you in the face.
Yeah.
Quite in a subtle way.
Which kind of living
the
life,
dailiness.
You know? Yeah. Totally. So remind us of the name and the title again.
So it's called Sweet Home by Wendy Erskine. The edition that we have is a beautiful Picador hardback, but it's only $35.
Fantastic. Well, we're going to play a Spaceman 3 song now. This is Revolution. Thank you very much, Kieran.
Thank you.
Just 5 seconds of decision
This is Spacemen 3. The track is Revolution, chosen because it is briefly mentioned in the Wendy Erskine book that Kieran just brought us for Loose Reads. Thanks again, Kieran.
That was Loose Reads.